Hello! Yay! Hi!
Hi! Hi! Hi! What's happening?
Nice to see you again.
Likewise. Likewise.
Hello. Okay, I'm gonna just start the episode right now. How does that sound?
Yeah, please Great. Do.
All right. So, hello, everybody.
I love your backgrounds, man. I can't get no background on my thing. It's like, I don't know. I'm boring. Just look at the back of my house.
It's a beautiful house. Look at my beautiful house.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Beauty and the Beast background.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so welcome to the podcast. This is Mind Probe with Mom. Hello. So this is a special episode. Today we have a guest, Israel. How do you say your last name?
A Josie.
Israel, yeah. A Josie.
Yeah.
And Israel is so awesome. When I got my first ever astrology reading, he was my astrologer.
Was I your first one? Really?
You were my first one.
Oh my God, I broke your astrology virginity. That's like your astro virgin, like, you know.
And so this is an episode where, because I want to teach my mom about astrology, but there's so much that goes into it. And I figured the very first building blocks of what you would want to know if you're going to start to learn astrology or tarot or Ayurveda is the elements.
That's a good, place to start. Yeah.
Yes. So I thought I'll invite my very first astrologer reader and because I love the way that you teach stuff.
Oh,
and
thank you.
So this is, okay, so let's do some intros. I'm Amber Jean. I'm a comedian and astrologer. And this is my mom, Star Rhodes, and she's a mystical lady who's got a little angel halo on right now. And then Israel, how do you like to introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Israel. I'm just me. I'm an astrologer, tarot card reader, do numerology as well, and I'm got lots of interests in terms of whether it's mythology, cosmology, psychology. I'm into all kind of, if you want to say, esoteric or spiritual disciplines and knowledge. I love it all, and I just try and get as much as possible.
Yes, you're mystical.
Oh yeah, love.
I have a question already.
Oh. Okay, let's go.
What was it that triggered you to get into astrology? Like, how old are you, and what was it that triggered you to start it all?
Okay, that's a very good question. I'll try and keep it as short as possible, or I'll take up the whole show otherwise. but what it was is I actually used to be a boxer.
Yeah, so cool.
And I had quite a very good, you know, quite promising career. And it looked like, I thought that's what it was going to be. And then at some point, my career just went a bit sour, So I started like soul searching, like what's happening with my life, you know, and that's where it happened. Like I found astrology, it found me. And I took to it like a duck to water, and I just never looked back. It was like just phenomenal. So I was 27 at the time, 26, 27. I think one of the big major things also that happened roughly around that time is my mother passed away. Mm. So that was also another trigger again. So again, and then with the boxing not going as well as it should have been, it was like a combination of the two. And then I started asking questions that, okay, what's going on here? Where am I supposed to be heading? What am I supposed to be doing? You know, that kind of thing. And just was revealed to me on a plate. I couldn't argue.
Yeah, that's kind of, well, anybody who gets really deep into astrology, I feel like they've had some kind of event to make them really try to search for some answers. And then you start finding them with astrology. It's so awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Are you open to sharing your big three?
Yeah, most definitely. I do not
Oh,
hide it. I will reveal.
right.
So, big three. Sun sign is Libra.
Oh, you're a Libra, so your birthday is around the corner, or did you
Oh,
just
it's
have
around
it?
the corner. It's like what, 3 days away.
Ooh, happy
Yeah,
birthday!
so it's like 3 days away. So yeah, and my moon sign is Taurus,
Ooh,
and my
exalted,
ascendant is
exalted.
Cancer, exalted moon, and that's my chart ruler because I'm Cancer rising. So
Wow. Yeah, 'cause so the way that I found out about you was I was watching the astrology podcast and you were helping to teach about the moon. And so that makes sense that you have prominent moon energy in your chart.
Definitely, definitely. I was the right one to pick.
So let's dive into like where do you even start when you want to start teaching somebody about the elements? What is even the purpose of learning those first? And why are they such a backbone to learning astrology?
Well, the elements are very crucial because they kind of provide a very important building block to kind of understand the kind of traits or characteristics that we possess. Each one of the elements has a particular nature, a character, a way in terms of how its mode of expression. So by understanding the elements, it really gives us that initial building block that we need to build everything else on.
Even just the building
Because
blocks of reality, too. They're literally.
and it's quite the great thing about it is that although sometimes you get people who could be maybe a little bit skeptic of astrology, that everybody knows what the elements are. We can identify with the elements because they're a part of everyday life. Essentially speaking, they're rooted in our everyday life. There's no aspect of life where we don't use one of those four essential elements, right? So it's really quite easy, if you want to say, or quite transparent to make the link or to put it across in terms of, well, this element acts like this. This is the nature of this element. This is the nature of that element. That's how it, this is his tendencies. And also as well, I think also as well with the elements, they really take us into a deep place. They provide particular insights that you wouldn't, I mean, we know the four elements, we know what they are and how they act, but there's also a deeper side to them, like, oh, I've never thought of this element acting like this or being like this. And also it kind of corresponding to our personality traits. As
What
well
what's
as
an
what the.
example of being like, oh, I didn't know it did blah blah blah.
So, for example, if we look at air, for example, the element of air. So, with the element of air, there's something out of all the four elements, it's the only one we cannot see with the naked eye. And I think that tells us something about the air signs.
My mom is an air sign.
All
She's an
right.
Aquarius. We got a lot of
You
Aquarius in the room.
got I've got my Mars in Aquarius and my
Oh,
midheaven is in Aquarius also as well. So cool.
which thing is an Aquarius for you?
My
Oh,
midheaven
mid
is in
he Oh, so
Aquarius.
you have a Taurus. Oh no, you. My mom has a Taurus rising, and so her midheaven is an Aquarius.
It's in Aquarius, okay, but I'm Cancer, so it's just because I'm born in London, UK. So it's the
Yeah, it's a
latitude
little
in terms
bit.
of where the yeah, it's because the MC tends to float, so it can be in any one sign and based on the time I was
So
born
you
as
have
well.
an
So
airy kind of a legacy about you both of you guys.
very, very, very much so. It's very airy. It's very mental orientated.
Mental.
Because you see, that's the thing with the air. So you can kind of make the connection like air is something you can't see, just the same way we can't see our thoughts or thought processes. So there's something invisible about it.
Like
And I
sound
think
waves and stuff too.
exactly. And I don't think people kind of like, we know kind of, okay, we say air or we use it all the time, but it's like, take a look at what air does. you know, air is something that moves. It's very free. It's very, you know, it's everywhere. It gets into the cracks of things. It's, you know, it can't, it doesn't like to be contained. or you can't contain it. You know, it's a...
My mom's literally in her car right now. And she's, you know, like,
does it sound like
to...
you?
I know. She's like, she's in her car in Tennessee, right. And she's like, doesn't even know where she's off to next. She's like, so air energy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So,
can't be contained.
So, yeah. So can't be contained. Air wants to be free. Wants to, you know, it, air blows here and there. It's not something that you can measure or contain. There's an element. So when we start getting into the air element and start really analyzing it, it really starts to shed a lot of light in terms of how the air signs, Aquarius and the Gemini or the Libra, how they start to, you know, what they're about. And it gives us a deeper insight into their, if you want to say, psychology on some kind of level, and how they express themselves and how they view or operate in the world.
So do you think Libra is like really into like freedom, like how an Aquarius is, though?
Freedom-related. Yeah, they are freedom. They are. But obviously they do it in a different way, of course. Each zodiac sign is unique unto itself. So, Venus does it through charm and through pleasantness and through, you know, that, it will do it through, you know, through social as well and interaction and relationships and stuff.
So, I think of how Libras can't be contained in one relationship. I gotta flirt with this person.
You know, and Caesar sees like the truth in opposites, sees an attraction in this person and sees it in that person also as well. And Libra is constantly seeking that. Whereas with Aquarius, Aquarius is definitely more group orientated. It's more of a social sign. That's why Aquarius is connected with humanity. There's something humane about it. It's one of the only zodiac signs where the human being is a representation of that zodiac sign. It's human. It's the man pouring out the water, the water bearer, which is to do with humane, which is to do with spreading, which is to do with moving, which is to do with the collective.
That would be great to talk about, of like how there's two elements kind of tied in with Aquarius.
Yeah. There's a famous saying, which is actually true about Aquarians. They say Aquarians, they love humanity, but they hate humans. You know, so they kind of strive, or they live for humanity. They're very progressive in many ways, but there's something about it, like, they, you know, because it's an air sign, so they're quite detached. You know, originally it's a sign ruled by Saturn and then also Uranus as well. Both planets are quite detached. They're not known for emotional attachment in any way, you know, so they're quite detached. So there's something about, like, can't stand the humans, but I'm willing to, you know, do something progressive or something beneficial for the human race, nevertheless. And that's like the Aquarius kind of spirit. So it's quite interesting. It's really a bit of a dichotomy zodiac sign.
Yeah. Okay. So
true.
How do you like to, I kind of want to let you take the wheel of how you want to start your little lecture.
So just, you know, analyzing look at the four elements, of, you know, fire, air, water, and earth, and just start to analyze them, from a physiological perspective, or how we understand them, how we interact with them as human beings, even in our daily life, and then seeing how that correlates and extends on a psychological level to human behavior, human expression, and so on and so forth.
Okay, let's do it.
So yeah. so let's start with the fire signs.
Okay.
So the fire signs again are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we look at fire, okay, so fire is, if we just look at fire from a, you know, physiological perspective, fire is something that keeps us warm. It's hot, right? It's burning, it's blazing. So it keeps us warm. So we need fire to heat up our food, heat up our homes, depending which particular geographical location. But even if we live in very hot places, well, we still identify with something being hot, the weather being hot, the sun is hot. Which rules the sign of Leo, which is a fire sign. So there's something quite heated about it. There's something quite dynamic about fire signs.
Mm-hmm.
What else does fire do? Fire gives us light. So it's quite interesting because we use words like enlightenment.
Mm.
You know, so that's fire.
That's interesting that it's more on the fire side as opposed to another element. I mean, I guess you can have enlightenment in different ways. Like you can have enlightenment through studying, which could be air.
Of course.
Through intuition, which could be water, maybe.
Yeah. But with fire, it's a different enlightenment. It's a different. That's why fire signs, they're very good visionaries. They can see the potential of something before it's even actualized. Fire signs have that gift.
But why is it fire that has that gift? Because it's the power to see because of light?
Yeah, because it's that spark. It's that spark of, it's quite interesting. Like when we look, depending which religious background one is coming from, you know, very often like in creation, they speak about, you know, fire, like light being one of the first things that, if you want to say God or the creator created, you know, there's something about light coming first because light represents that initial spark, that divinity that is good, is like the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no coincidence why Aries is the first zodiac sign and it starts with fire because it's that initial spark. It's that the initial bang, like, okay, we're seeing it, you see. Mm-hmm. There's something that we see, there's something that we acknowledge. We see a potency around, you know, what fire, you know, we see the illumination.
Mm-hmm.
To begin the day, what starts the day? The sunrise, right? It's when the sun's coming over the horizon. So the first thing we see is fire. We see this big ball of fire coming over the eastern horizon, which marks the beginning of our day, which marks the start of our day. So there's something there about fire, about spirit. People speak about spirit and physical, and it's almost like the spirit always kind of takes precedence in terms of coming first. It's that spirit. We wake up. When we wake up in the morning, we open our eyes. There is something. We're awoken to something. That something is illuminated inside of us. You know, the body even corresponds with the cycle of the sun.
Mom, I would love my mom to tell us what she's gathering from this about fire.
I don't know why, but I thought Sagittarius was not a fire sign for some reason.
Oh, it's fire.
And I was just thinking of a show that I was watching yesterday, and it said that fire signs connect with triangled shaped crystals.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that.
And then there's like crystals according to each element, which I don't remember, but it's in a series of shows.
But can you summarize what he just, like, how he described fire energy?
No, I can't.
That's mom for you. Mom has.
Fire energy. Let's give her some points to hit.
It's interesting that she spoke about the triangle. And the triangle, again, pointing upwards, is a symbol of fire. And again, it's pointing up. There's something about it which is, you know, fire burnt. When it burns, it goes upwards, it blazes. There's something about that fire that's it's uplifting, it's high spirited. So
And
this is
maybe
why,
also
like,
like consuming, like you want more and more, and that's like this
yeah,
energy is going upwards.
exactly upwards, right? So there's something about fire that is very dynamic. It's illuminating. It's there's something about it. There's something about fire. If you light a fire, it's quite interesting how it gets a certain attention. There's something about light, which is
Yeah,
the emblem
draws
of fire, that it attracts. It
yeah,
just attracts things.
a
It has
moth to
a
a
kind of,
flame.
moths and stuff like, so there's something about light and fire that it's magnetic.
And it's
It
necessary for
attracts.
life. Like we need
Of
it. We
course,
need
we
it.
need it,
Yeah.
right? You know, it's that, you know, it's like, it's quite interesting when, like, when, for example, when people die, it's quite interesting. I've even heard doctors say, like, there's just something, like, something leaves the body. And it's quite interesting because obviously when somebody's dead, the body's cold. You know, it doesn't have no life in it. There's no,
Life is warm.
it's warm. So again,
Interesting.
we need this warmth
But what
that
about
the,
lizards?
yeah, they're cold. Yeah, lizards and snakes. I mean, they are cold-blooded, but they still need to rely on what they
Oh,
like
right.
warm. They like snakes like to come out in where it's warm, where they can get a bit of warm. Yeah, they hide in secretive places, and you know that's their element of survival. And they are cold-blooded, but they thrive in, they like places that are warm. You know, where they can keep warm. So they are still looking for this warm or this heat,
Yeah. Like
even
maybe
outside of themselves.
we have the heat in us and they're getting it externally.
Exactly,
But either way, you need it to live.
you need that heat. You can't
And
do without
so, Mom, do you understand why we're even telling you all of this stuff?
it.
Well, let me think about this. So, like I was telling Amber the other day, I'm like, I know that I am an air sign because I'm an airhead.
Right.
I don't remember that conversation.
And that's how I remember my element. But everybody else's element, I don't really care about because they're not Aquarius.
But you have, here's the thing. You have all of the signs within you, your
Yes.
whole chart, you know, the circle chart, Mom, where it has all the different zodiac signs and all the planets. You have fire planets in your chart. Your Saturn is in Aries, which is a fire sign. Everybody has a Mars sign. That Mars is a fire planet. Your Sun is a fire planet.
Fiery planet, yeah.
And so you have to understand what the elements do if you want to understand all of the pieces of who you are. Because you're not just air, you're not just one thing. You are a
That's a
totality.
dominant part of you.
Yes.
It's an essential part of you. It's a more emphasis part of you, but you do have fire in your life. You are gonna, even if you're gonna attract it through other people, it's still a part of who you are.
And if you need more fire in your life, you need to understand what those traits might be
Yeah.
to. So if you're like, oh, my, people always walk all over me all the time and I don't know how to stand up for myself. Like, oh, you need more fire in your life. You need this, and this. That might be nice to talk about, like what it looks like when an element is lacking or if it's too
Yeah,
much.
yeah, 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 yeah. That is
But how do
again.
you get it? How do you get it if you're not it? You're air. How are you gonna
Well, so that's very interesting. Well, what will tend to happen is if you don't have it or you lack it in some way, shape, or form, you will tend to attract it in other people. So you will tend to attract like partners or close friends
She
or
was married
colleagues.
to a Leo and an Aries.
Oh, there we go. So that's you attracting the fire. it's based on the idea that you are what you attract. So there was no coincidences of you attracting a Leo and an Aries into your life. And what they were just doing was just, of course, they were fire signs, but they were just mirroring aspects of you that either you found difficult to access or you couldn't be bothered to access it. So somebody else is accessing it for you.
Or it's
That's how it is.
repressed.
Yeah, that's it's repressed or it's hidden or it's not something very easily accessible for you. You know, depending where those planets are or where those houses are in your chart. So then you attract somebody else. So somebody else is gonna come and say, all right, you ain't got it. I will live it out for you for that time.
And it's interesting for me because I don't have any planets in any fire signs. Unless they're like little random things like asteroids or something. But I do have like Jupiter conjunct Mars, so it's like there's some extra, like, so
Yeah, there's
there's
some
like I'm getting my fire in other ways that is
ways.
not like your.
Are any of your angles on fire?
Yeah, my descendant is Leo.
So there's so yeah.
There's
So
some
again,
stuff.
so you're gonna attract that through other people. So the descendant's the other, it's the partner, it's your husband, potential marriage, or any significant person in your life. Can also be clients or people who you work with
And
or
the other
people
way that
you
I see it is that it's my, so the ascendant being your external self, and then the descendant being more your internal self. And most people can't access their internal, so they seek it externally.
So they project. That's why the seventh house is the projection, or the descendant is what we project. So then you attract it in other people, but it's really you. You
But
know, yeah.
anyways, I bring that up because I think it's important for me to learn about fire energy because it's something that I'm gonna be really stagnant otherwise if I don't like find ways to bring it into my life.
Right, yeah.
So we have to learn about it because we need the balance of all the different elements.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt. Very important. So fire is necessary. It's the life of life. It's the life of the party. It's the initial spark. It's the passions. It's the heated stuff that is
The passion.
necessary. It's illuminating. It provides adventure. So the fire signs are, you know, or the fire element or the element of fire, we can see it that it's necessary in our daily life. No fire, no sun, no life as we know it.
And then I think a simple way to like bring this knowledge of the elements into actually using it practically with the signs is like all of the Aries, all of the Sagittariuses, all of the Leos are going to be like this, this, and this. They're gonna be seeking warmth. They're gonna be seeking illumination and so these are all of the traits of the fire signs, but also like the fire planets too, right?
Definitely. Which are Sun and Mars, Jupiter as well. We could say to some degree as well.
Yeah, what's up with Jupiter?
God, you're crazy. You're so crazy. Yeah, Jupiter's he's fiery, but what is water too? So yeah, he's there.
Yeah, because it's a gas planet,
Yes. So
okay.
he's got both. He's got both. He's fiery too.
So did we cover fire? Mom, are you still confused about fire?
No,
Are you sure about that?
I wasn't confused about except for that I thought that Sagittarius was
Oh, it wasn't a fire
something
sign.
else.
Right,
Yeah, that was the only thing. But I'm good on the fire sign, and I can't wait till you get to the air sign.
Eric, well, that will be next. We should talk about air next. Or maybe we should leave air to last. But like keep you like waiting, anticipating, like, you know.
Okay. She'll be too distracted thinking about airtime the whole time as we talk
Yeah,
about
maybe we should go
the
air next.
other
So, air is we have the air signs. So, like I was saying earlier on, out of the four elements, there's something quite unique. Again, and that's with all the elements. There's something that makes them stand out, that makes them unique in their own right. So, air again, from a, you know, is the only one that we cannot see with the naked eye. It's air, it's oxygen. If we think of air as, well, we need to breathe. Without that, nothing can move, nothing can exist. The air signs essentially are what makes things animate. It's air that makes things move. So air is connected with animation. Air is connected with spirit in a sense. Air is something, air has always been associated with knowledge, information, communication. Air is what connects on that mental plane. It's what connects us. So air is everywhere, as we know.
I
Air
even just
cannot
think of
be.
like if you're standing in front of me and you're breathing, I'm like taking that air, I'm breathing that same thing.
It's interesting to know that the air is everywhere. There are certain places on the planet where there's no water, or there's no earth, or there may be very little heat, but air is there. There's no place on planet Earth where you cannot find air. Air has
Even
to be
under the
there.
sea?
Well, okay, even under the sea, even under the sea, there's elements of oxygen there. So
There's oxygen in fire.
air is everywhere. It gets into everything and everywhere.
Because is it consciousness itself?
Yes, it's conscious of itself.
No, consciousness.
Yes.
Like everything in existence is consciousness.
That's correct.
And so is air just like the physical expression of consciousness?
No, I
That's a
wouldn't
deep
say that.
question.
It's a good question. It's a deep question. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that. I would say it's definitely a strong symbolic totem of consciousness, but and it's a vicariate of consciousness, but it's not consciousness itself.
Okay.
But there's strong ties to it. Air connects, air gets in things. This is why air signs are very good at solving problems. Because air needs to understand. Air signs are about understanding. Air signs hate it when they don't understand something. It frustrates the hell out of them
Yeah.
because they have to know what is the, how do I get in there, and what how is that working? And because their purpose is to connect and to animate and to make things move.
That makes me think of even in what's it called? The like the chi of a house, like the chi wants to flow around the house, and then if you have a lot of clutter and stuff, then the chi can't move around
Exactly.
And so that's when things start to stagnate, is when the chi cannot move around because you've got all this stuff everywhere. And so the
Exactly.
energy of a room might feel totally gross, and it's because, like, open some windows, get some air in there,
Exactly.
clean the stuff out of the way so that the air can flow, so that the chi can go to everywhere that it needs to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought of.
Exactly. So even so, air is everywhere. You spoke about water. Water's H2O, right? So the makeup of it, oxygen's there. The air is everywhere. It needs to be, because without it, nothing can be animated. That's why the symbol for Aquarius, the shorthand of it, is the two waves. And people, that's why people get a bit confused, because they hear the word Aquarius and they hear the word aqua, and then they look at the symbol of Aquarius and they see the wave and they go, isn't that a water sign? No, it ain't. What it is, it's the water bearer. So what people don't understand about the sign of Aquarius is Aquarius is symbolic. The water bearer is pouring the jug of water, because he's letting you know. And that's why the symbol for Aquarius is the waves, because it's the air that is moving the waters. It's animating. So Aquarius has a consciousness which animates humanity. It makes people move. It connects through information, through knowledge, through vocabulary. That's how things spread. Things spread throughout. The world has become what it is today through information. If I teach you this and I take this information over there, and that's why Mercury, who is one of the rulers of the major air signs, Gemini, is the one that connects everything, that because that's where the information is. Without the information, we're doomed.
So is Mercury an air planet?
Yeah, oh yeah. Very airy. He's very airy. And that's why, even from a mythological perspective, Mercury was the only planet and is the only planet that was allowed to go anywhere. He could go anywhere. He could go into the underworld, into the land of the dead, and come back out again. No other deity could do that. When you went down into that underworld, you're in the hell realm of Hades. That's it. You ain't coming back out. You're dead. But Mercury was the only one. Hermes was the only one who was allowed to go there, here, there, and everywhere. He could not be stopped. He could not be, and that's why, even in today's, that's why you hear the terminology, don't shoot the messenger. You can't shoot the messenger. How are you going to shoot the messenger? That this is why reporters and people who deal with information, they can go into the heart of war. They don't get killed. You're not supposed to. It has happened that they've killed them, but they don't get killed, because you're a reporter. We can't shoot the person who's giving there. They're reporting on something. They just come to give them there, so you can't kill them. It's part of the ethos, the ethics, the law, the knowledge that you don't do that. So Mercury is this planet that is very airy, extremely very airy.
And I even think of, like, air energy as being vibes and, like, sound waves and, like, all of those, like microwaves and it, like, all of this stuff that's around us that is doing things. And, like, you can turn on a radio and you can access these different levels of wavelengths. And I feel like those are that all has to do with, like, when I was studying Aquarius energy, I was like, Aquarius energy can tap into these higher realms of, like, air, and they can tap into these spaces of thinking that other people can't access. Because if you think of it like a radio station, other people have their radio tuned into this one frequency, and then Aquarius can tap into all these other frequencies. And so that's what I think of when I think of it, Aquarius being an air sign. It's like they have this power over these different frequencies that they can tap into.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. Makes perfect sense.
Totally makes sense so perfectly.
Yeah. So the
Is
air
that a
signs
sarcasm?
that yeah.
No. Oh.
I like that one. Is that sarcasm?
I'm
Questioning
quoting him.
mom. Air
Quote.
Well, what did, okay, Mom, how do you summarize air right now?
Yeah, even like what you said, like when you're thinking of like tunes, like sound baths and like tuning forks, like sounds in the air. Yeah, like I'm everywhere. I'm always everywhere and also nowhere.
Exactly. Exactly. Air clings to nothing. That's why they are detached. They cling to nothing because once you cling to something, you become stagnant, you become limited, you can't move. So no, air signs don't do that. So that's why air signs will tend to be the ones in the party. They may not necessarily be light bringers like their fire signs. They may not be the quote unquote life of the party, but they are the connectors and the networkers of the party. They'll be, oh, hello, how you doing? They'll flirt around and, oh, how you doing, Joanne? How you doing? Oh, hello, John. The air signs will be the ones that do that
Like this
and are
podcast, my
connected.
mom is the air, like she's an air sign and she is the inventor of this podcast where
Right. And
we're
see,
like
there we
connecting
go.
all these people.
Connecting. Connecting. Because what is more powerful than the internet? And to get your
Internet is
voice,
another big
air,
air energy.
voice is air. Once you're communicating, you're dealing with air. It's communication, it's networking, it's connecting. Air signs need to connect. That is their job, to connect. If there's no connectors, forget it. And that's why Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. He cleaves to the sun because he works for the sun. He's the one communicating what the sun, whatever energy the sun is radiating, it's Mercury that is bringing that message and saying, here is what it is. So without Mercury, we're screwed.
Wait, so I want to understand this so the sun is radiating light and fire
Light,
energy
right.
and then Mercury is
M
gathering that and then
yes, Mercury is the
doing what with
interpreter
it?
of that.
Oh,
So
the
Mercury is
interpreter of it.
right. He's gathering that energy and he's interpreting it to us. So we take it and then we understand, oh, that's what it is.
Oh,
And
and
then
then
we
so
communicate it.
then we're like, it's like, because everything around us is light. Like
Right,
everything physical
exactly.
is built out of light.
Yes.
But
Right.
there's something in our mind that is computing these light beams, and we're like,
Right.
oh, this is a
Yeah.
table. This
Yeah.
is
Yeah.
a
Yeah.
trash can. And
Right.
so Mercury is that mechanism that is translating the light
Exactly. He's
into our
the one teaching
reality.
us. Exactly.
That's very cool.
So again, all about that air, making that connection. So all of the planets that rule the air signs are about connecting
Yeah, and translating.
and translate and building. With the Aquarius, it tends to do it more on a bigger scale. I mean, it's ruled by Saturn and Uranus, so it tends to do it more on a more group scale or more social scale, fair enough. But either way, it's still bringing that element of progress, civilization, knowledge.
So Uranus, we would say, what is it, another air energy?
Oh yeah, he's very airy. He's extremely airy.
Is there any other air planets that we're missing here?
Those are the ones:
All
Mercury,
right.
Venus, Saturn, and Uranus.
Oh,
They're
Venus
airy.
is air too?
Oh yeah, she's
Oh,
she, oh,
because
very
it's the
airy.
Libra.
Oh man, she's very. She rules
I think of
Libra.
her as like earth energy, though.
She is Earth. She is Earth. She is both, but she's air also as well. She's very airy. Then this
And
is
who
why in the
are the
mythology.
other, sorry,
Yeah.
sorry to interrupt. Who
No,
are
go
the
ahead.
other zodiac signs that are air signs?
So it's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. That's it. Those are the three essence.
Each element is rules three signs.
Three signs. Each
Yeah,
element will have three
I
signs.
remember that.
Right.
Okay.
So
Okay.
Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So yeah, think is very so that's it's quite interesting sometimes where people say, oh, Libras, they're so romantic. No, they're not.
That's
Bullshit.
straight from a Libra's mouth.
So because of that Venusian kind of energy, we like to say, oh yeah, they're so romantic, and hell no, they're not romantic. No, they ain't. They're quite detached, actually.
Maybe like
You understand?
calculated in the
Yeah.
type of
Yeah, I
romantic
mean, don't
moves
get
that
me
they might
wrong. Yeah,
do.
they're very idealistic. They like the idea of love, but it's a detached sign. Don't get it confused. Don't get it confused. That's why Libras will like, oh, they'll go and talk to this person and go and flirt with this person and go and flirt with that person also as well. That ain't romantic. They're not. That's water. That's Pisces stuff.
Yeah, I'm a
They get caught
Pisces,
up in the
so.
mushy stuff. They're not like that. They're
I
not
have my Venus
thinking
in
like
Pisces
that.
too, so I'm like
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So
the
yeah,
most
the
like
most, the exalted one, the perfect lover, loves all that mushy stuff and buy me flowers. It's like,
Yeah, if you're
oh yeah,
not
and people like to
romantic, get out of my life.
yeah, and people like say, oh, Libras are romantic. It's like, yeah,
And
right.
my mom's Venus
Yeah.
is what's oh, my mom has Scorpio.
Oh, really? She has Venus in Scorpio? You sure?
Yeah, Scorpio. Oh wait,
What
or
does
is
that
it Mar?
mean?
Oh
No, no, no.
no. She has
No.
her Mar. No, she has her Venus in Aries and her
Yes, that
Mars
sounds
in
good. Yeah.
Scorpio.
Mars is in Scorpio. Oh, God.
Oh, so she's got either way, I knew it was not the best placement for Venus to be because it's a fire sign and Venus
A
is
fire
not
sign. So you
interested.
see, so again, so her Venus is in a fire sign, and like you said, she's been with a Aries and a Leo. So she attract she likes that fire.
Yes, mom.
I
So
don't,
your
I guess.
Venus tells you about what you're attracted to, what you find
Exactly.
beautiful,
She likes it. She
and
loves
so
it.
you love that fire
You
energy.
love
I
the fire, that's why
don't.
you keep attracting it. Yeah, right. Prove me otherwise. Don't get yourself a nice mushy water sign. Let's see how that goes.
What's a Capricorn?
Earth sign,
Earth.
Earth.
Let's do, shall we
Earth.
move
I
on to
like
the
Earth.
next sign now? Or
I like
next
Earth
element?
signs.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can talk about them next.
Yeah, let's talk about them next.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Earth, right?
Yes, Earth
So
energy.
when we think of Earth, Mother Earth. Now, Earth is something we walk on the Earth. So, Earth is a zodiac, all the signs. Again, it's Taurus, it's Virgo, it's Capricorn. And those signs are earthy. So, they deal with physical manifestation. We walk on the Earth. So, Earth is something that supports us. We eat food. These are all physical things. We need clothes, we need shelter. We like to touch each other physically, whether it's sexually or not, but on that physical, that physical being is something that we operate in that physical world. So we need it. So earth signs are something which ground us, which support us, which allow us to be in touch with the physical world, with the senses, whether it's the physical body or the physical world, whether it's a building or a car or money or whatever it is, that physical world is what the earth signs are about.
Yeah, like attuned to physical needs and at like yeah, 'cause right now I'm hanging out with a person that is an earth sign, and they keep being very aware of like, oh, you need more water. Oh, you need more this. Oh, like it's very like, oh, like I see this physical thing in front of you. It
And
needs some attention.
tension.
I will make sure that this is dealt with.
They're very very pragmatic and very practical.
Practical.
Everything's earthy. They're not like the air signs where they don't like all that pie in the sky and problems. No, don't give me that. Earth signs like simple. It's mm-hmm. calculated. It can be measured. They like things that we can measure that.
Yeah.
You know, it can be quantified. We can feel it. We can touch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is what the earth signs are essentially, you know, that's what they're about. To be connected with the physical senses.
Yeah.
Taste, smell, touch. You know, that's their world. That's mm-hmm. where they operate in. And if they can't calculate it, if they can't measure it, if it can't be organized, if it can't be simple, then, you know, they lose it. They don't like or they don't deal with chaos too well.
I also
and
think
that's
of,
why they like orderly things.
Yeah. I also think of, like, where is the energy sitting? Like, with air signs, the energy is up here. And so, like, it's the mental space. It's like, it could be like talking with aliens, you know, it's like up there.
Exactly.
And then with Earth, it's like right here.
I'm looking at you right in front of you're
present with me. I can touch you, and any kind of la la woo woo thing over there, I don't care about that. I care about what is directly in front of me. Can I touch it? Can I smell it?
They're concerned with the here and now.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're concerned with the present. You know, fire signs, air signs can be concerned with the future and what is to come and with all that, you know, what's the possibility. And, you know, and because fire has that vision, they can spot things. They're visionary.
Yeah. They're like wanting to charge and like,
exactly.
And like, I gotta reach that far away goal. Like,
yeah. But an earth sign, like they're in the here and now. Like you can't take an earth sign to, if you took an earth sign to a house that was not fully done up, and you know, if you took a fire sign there, they can see the potential. They can say, oh yeah, I can, if I turn down that wall and I put that up, yeah, I can do something with that. Yeah, I can. They can see the potential. An earth sign won't see it. An earth sign will say, yeah, what's this? Like, no, it ain't done. It's like, it's not finished. It's not done properly. It needs fixing up. No. I'm not going to buy this house and walk out. Because they want something, it's ready, it's complete, it's physical, it's something that, you know, it's functioning.
That, and would
the
you
earth
say,
signs are concerned with something functioning.
Would you say that Earth has most to do with money? And
most definitely.
Like tangible stuff that you can...
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're dealing with. They're dealing with the world of the tangible, that which is tangible.
Mm-hmm.
So money is a part of that. That's why earth signs are very much concerned with... They can be very security orientated.
Right.
You know.
My mom has a Taurus rising.
Ooh.
So she's got one earth
thing. Quite earthy. That's quite earthy. That's quite earthy. That's somebody who's like... So it's interesting because she even said, she allured earlier on, she goes, I like the earth signs. Well, you're a Taurus rising. Of course you like the earth signs. You're earth sign rising.
I didn't know that.
So here's the things that I notice about my mom that's earth energy. She loves shopping. She loves stuff. And she loves... Like, she wants to, like, start farming. She loves, like, chickens, and she wants to, like, she loves the tangible physical world. But then she also is very Aquarius, where she loves the la-la, wee-woo, wah-wah-wah-woo stuff, too.
Right, yeah.
But she, like, she could shop for 100 hours. She has a million billion crystals in her house.
Taurus.
Yeah, she just has a billion, like, she has her own shop. She's, because she loves stores. She loves things.
Right, yeah.
Loves pretty little things, like crystals.
And that's exactly what Taurus is about. Taurus likes beautiful things. Libra, air sign, likes beautiful people. Taurus likes beautiful things. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. That it's still Venus ruled, but that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mom?
I love it. love it.
And it's Taurus rising.
I love
now,
it.
Now, are you seeing the value of learning the other elements besides air?
Yeah, but I don't get it when your guys are talking about like the planet is a he or a planet is a she.
Well, let's save that for an episode where you learn about planets.
All right.
Right now, you're just learning about elements.
Yeah, the to just put it simply, it's just that they are masculine and feminine. That's a simplistic element around it.
Because
they have a
And now I remember something about like signs also have this cardinal fixed whatever that is.
Yeah.
But that's another. Yeah. That's for another time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I have to learn so much.
You got to learn the elements first, and
got to learn the elements first. Understand the elements,
and then you could pair the knowledge of the elements with the cardinal and with the planets, and then you have a full picture of what each sign is all about. But right now, just learning the elements.
And I can see how she doesn't identify with the fire.
Yeah.
You see, because, I knew what it is in her chart, because she doesn't identify with the fire, even though she's attracted them as partners,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Aries and the Leo, because she's Taurus rising, right? And mm-hmm. she has Venus in Aries,
mm-hmm.
which means Venus is in her 12th house, which is a hidden place.
She's got Saturn there too, right?
Right. So it's in the 12th house, so it's behind her. It's unconscious with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's suppressed. But
it's
yet
suppressed.
It's suppressed, but yet she keeps attracting it.
Yep.
She keeps attracting it. So mm-hmm. she's like, I don't like this fire stuff, but yet hello. You know, handsome man comes along and like he happens to be a fire sign.
She loves like men in uniform, like cops and firefighters and like very.
Of course
like...
she does. She's Taurus rising. She's Taurus rising, which means she's got Scorpio on the seventh house cusp. And Scorpio's ruled by Mars. So she likes Martian men.
Yeah, she loves the Martians. Okay, let's do water because we've
do water. So water is very interesting in terms of elements. It's a substance, or it's an element that's very fluid,
mm-hmm.
right? Hence why water is linked with emotions. Water is known to be, it's quite interesting. Water is soft on one level, but on another, is also very powerful. And, you know, it's very gentle on one level, but it could also kill you on another. I mean, we've seen like horrific incidences, maybe with, you know, maybe hurricanes or floods and things of that nature. Or, you know, sometimes in some of these movies and you're in the middle of the ocean. But there's something about it, because you touch water and it's just like you can run your hand through it. It's just so soft mm-hmm. and so gentle, but at the same time, extremely powerful.
Powerful.
And I don't know if, like, I always say, like, if you just want to go out on a boat or in a cruise and just look at the vast amounts mm-hmm. of water. It's really mind-boggling and mind, like, wow, like it's so deep. And so water has this real sensitivity, emotional, fluid ability. And let's not forget, the human body is 75% water.
We are water.
So we see how water starts to get its unique. Water is very fertile. Without water, no crops can grow. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't live. You're dehydrated. We know what happens to the body. So water, again, it's interesting, again, when we go to, water is very mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the water biologists have said that we only know of about 10% of what is in the ocean. So there's another 90% we have no knowledge about. There's creatures, there's things beneath those waters I mean, could you imagine? I mean, just from a physiological perspective, how many ships have sunk over the years, and what is beneath there? Like, there's gold, there's diamonds, there's precious metals. There must be,
Dinosaurs.
yeah, there must be huge, like huge amongst in the ocean. It's like, but it's really mysterious. We can't know. So there's something about water which is, little bits of transparency and mystery and hidden things and when people want to hide things, where do they put it? In the water.
Ooh,
All these dodgy
secrets.
companies, they want to think, put it in the ocean. Or the mafia. Oh, we got want to get rid of a dead body? Put it in the ocean. So water becomes a place where people hide things.
And it also like deteriorates stuff
Exactly.
too.
Exactly. So water is a very interesting element also as well. Quite amazing. Again, unique unto itself.
Yeah, so like too much water energy can just destroy you
Exactly.
slowly. And so
Exactly.
like ha so water energy is emotions, and like I'm
It's
a Pisces,
emotions.
like it, you could hold trauma, like you could be that sea that holds
Exactly.
all those secrets and
Exactly.
wounds and
Exactly.
spooky stuff.
Exactly.
And those things, having too much of that water, like that dirty water inside it, can like deteriorate everything inside it. It can
Exactly.
probably create all these health issues and mental
Right.
issues. And
Yeah. Exactly. So water provides, what water does, it connects us, but not like the air signs. It's a different connection. It's an emotional connection. But water is what it water, air signs connect because there's a gnosis. It's about knowledge. It's about knowing. Water signs are not concerned with gnosis. They're concerned with feeling. I gotta feel it. I don't care what I know about
That's
you.
me.
If I feel it, if it feels good, I'm going with it. End of story.
Yeah, I have an
You know.
example of that.
Yeah.
So, everybody in the whole world wanted to tell me to get a job,
Right.
and my intuition was like, it doesn't feel right. I don't
Yeah,
know.
exactly.
But and then people were like, oh my God, like you're gonna make yourself into a homeless person. And like, why don't you just do this logical thing,
Right,
logic? And my intuition was like, no,
no.
it doesn't feel right. And so like Pisces, like the intuition wins, the water wins.
Exactly. So there we have it, so water is connecting, whether it moves intuitively. And it's connecting us on an emotional level. It makes us recognize family. It connects us with a sense of belonging.
And
It can
care and
and care. So elements of compassion, sensitivity, empathy, receptivity are all a part of the water component.
And what's the difference between a water sign being compassionate versus an air sign being compassionate? Because I feel like an air sign can logically know, oh, I should do this nice thing, but
Right, because
wouldn't.
it makes sense, because it adds up, because it's again, there's a knowledge around it. There's a gnosis that, well, if you don't do that, this can happen as a result. So with the air signs, it rationalizes or it understands from a, whether you want to say a theoretical perspective or from a gnosis or knowledge perspective, that it needs to do that, but it's not necessarily through feeling. A water sign feels it. You see, it's automatic with the water sign. The empathy and the compassion is naturally built in. It thrives off that.
And I feel like water energy is the thing that has been so condemned in society that it's hard for people to even access their own water energy. Like,
Exactly.
it's hard for people to trust their intuition and to take action based off of what they feel they should do when their external reality is telling them, you got to do this, you got to do that. But
Right, exactly.
Inside their feelings, their water energy is telling them something different. And it's hard for people to trust in that. It's hard to trust something so mysterious and unknown.
Unknown. Well, that's what it is. And you see, you've hit the nail on the head there with that, again, especially with that word unknown. Mm-hmm. And the waters do take us into the place of the unknown. And in order to be able to go into a place of the unknown, number one, you have to let go. You have to be receptive. And when you do those things, it puts you in a very vulnerable place. And people don't like to feel or be vulnerable.
No.
So they guard against it. So society has now created these defense mechanisms which are trying to protect you from being vulnerable. However, we're talking about water signs here, or we're talking about the element of water. So what ends up happening? Water will just end up flooding or eroding it anyway,
mm-hmm.
because you can't stop water.
Yeah, if you have a flood in your basement and you're like, oh, I don't really want to look at this.
Exactly.
It's still gonna damage everything.
Exactly. Or you get that crack in the ceiling,
yeah.
or in the wall, and the damp starts coming in and the water starts coming mm-hmm. in. Hello, buddy.
People wonder why they have all these issues that stem from emotional trauma.
Exactly.
And they wonder why is my basement flooded? It's because you didn't get the water out. You just left it there.
Exactly. So water has to be acknowledged. It has to be, okay, we can try to contain it to some degree. We try to contain it to some degree. On some elements, we can contain some water, but you can't contain the emotion. Emotions are not something to just push aside or to hide or to lock up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
Right.
You know, and that's where the Scorpio, when you lock up water, when water becomes stagnant, we know what happens. All other kind of creepy crawlies and bacteria and diseases start coming out of that. And you wind up getting in a mess.
I never thought of Scorpio as the tall tale of what can happen when you let water ferment, or
exactly.
It's like,
right.
Oh, you'll be a spooky witch if
exactly, because water signs, water is meant to, water is fluid. We think of what you'd think of, a running river, a moving ocean. So when you get that's why there's a place in Israel, or between Israel and Jordan, and it's known as the Dead Sea.
Because it's just sitting there?
It's sitting there. It doesn't, all waters, all lakes and rivers lead from one into another and go into the ocean,
mm-hmm.
not the Dead Sea.
Oh, interesting.
Water goes into the Dead Sea, but doesn't come out of the Dead Sea.
So it's like a Scorpio Sea.
So it's full of, that's why they call it the Dead Sea. Nothing is living there.
Oh, wow.
But it's quite Scorpionic in a sense, because it's extremely healing. It's got extremely healing properties because it's full of the sulfur, because of the salt. Mm. So it's got very good healing properties that are good for the skin and for bathing, and it's got really good mud that if you put on your, your skin, it, does got very good healing property, but there's nothing in there. There's nothing that can live. It's dead.
Wow. And then, so that brings us to another point, that if you have some water placements like Pisces or Cancer or Scorpio, healing needs to be a priority for you, because you're going to have some stagnation otherwise.
Yeah, and we need the water signs, because they allow us, like I said, they're the empaths, they are the compassionate ones, they are the carers of our world. And without that, they are the nurturers. Hence why Moon rules Cancer. They are the nurturers. They are the ones that look after us. They are our mothers that feed us, that nurture us. They are the nurses that look after us when we're sick, again, healing again. You know, so those are the caretakers, those are the care workers, maybe when we get old. So we need water. Without water, there's no nurturing, there's no caring, there's no compassion, there's no connectivity that I belong to this tribe or this family or this group of people. I belong to something bigger than me. It's the water signs that that allow us to acknowledge that and connect with that. Without that water, we are totally lost.
Right. And I'm just thinking of the planets that are water energy, the moon.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Moon.
Is Pluto considered a water? Because it's made out of ice?
Because of his, because of his link to Scorpio also as well. And again, he is the lord of the underworld, and there is water down there. So yeah, so there is water down there. So there is something watery
Neptune
about him.
Neptune too.
Neptune, definitely lord of the ocean, god of the seas. Mm-hmm. Definitely Neptune, Poseidon, extremely watery. Don't get more water than that. And so is Jupiter. You know, he does rule Pisces. He is the traditional ruler of Pisces. Right. He is exalted in Cancer. So there is something watery also about Jupiter also as well. Jupiter is also watery too.
What do you think that could be, the water energy that Jupiter has? Because I don't really think about him as being watery.
Yeah, well, the water energy that he has is he's very fertile.
Oh,
that's why Jupiter of all the gods in the mythology, he fathered more children than any other deity. He is symbolic for fertility,
and that's
why he's the planet of abundance and growth. When something is fertile, it grows, it comes in abundance.
It's a good point to link fertility with water, because what happens when you're about to be born? The waters break.
Exactly. And the child is in the womb for 9 months in a bowl, sack of water.
Yeah.
In fluidity. So there's something about water. Water is like, and that's the thing. If you go to all of the, that's why about what's mysterious about water. If you go to at the beginning of all mythological stories of how the world was created, it's quite interesting. I don't care which mythology you want to pick or which religious story you want to pick, there is always water in the beginning, but there's no explanation as to how it got there. If you read the Bible, if you read Greek mythology, if you read any of the African stories, they all speak about God coming down and creating this earth, but there was water there first. But then there's no explanation as, well, how did the water get there?
Yeah. And then supposedly all the creatures on land used to be water creatures.
Exactly.
We all used to be little mermaids swimming around.
If you want to go by the theory of evolution, the Darwin kind of theory, again, it's coming from water.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts with water.
Yeah, just like we come from the waters in the womb of the mother.
Right.
So it is a very divine feminine kind of energy. Right.
It's even though they say Aries is the first zodiac sign, which happens to be fire, they say Aries is actually born out of the water of Pisces, which actually precedes that. So the Pisces is behind. You don't see it because it's mysterious. Yeah, Aries brings that initial spark, but it's actually coming out of the water of Pisces.
And it's like source energy is what I think of water being too, like God.
Yeah, it is. It's like collective. So water signs are like really like very, very powerful, but they get undermined because they're often linked with sensitivity.
Yeah.
You see, things like that, because of the feminine energy of the water, it's considered weak.
But then a raging tsunami is not very weak.
Yeah, well, exactly. So when we cry, for example, that's water. That's a sign of emotions. So these things have been considered weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because we've been living in this patriarchal kind of world, and we want to dominate, and the ego is like, tough up, man up. And, you know, so if a guy cries, they'll use the P word or whatever. And all this kind of stuff that, you know, again, because it's a way of trying to, block those emotions, and you can't do it. Because what ends up happening is the flood just comes back in 10 times more. So don't
That's
do it.
something that riles me up too, is because like there is so much power in feminine energy. You can literally birth all life that is.
Listen.
And so there, it's like the patriarchy came in and was like, oh, feminine energy and water energy is so weak. Oh, it's just a little teardrop. Ooh, wow, wah, wah. But
Exactly.
really what they're doing is they're trying to suppress those, that storm that can also be water
Exactly.
energy, that can
Exactly.
overpower them and take control and become a matriarchy again. So it's in the best
Exactly.
interest of the patriarchy to make water energy seem like it's weak when really.
Exactly. And I actually, another interesting thing with the water, even like when you spoke about Neptune there and things of like that, a lot, all of the male deities that are connected with water, if you go back in the older, you find that it was actually females that were, it was the goddesses that ruled that. What happened was, is the males took over when they married them. So the males would marry the nymphs and the sea goddesses, and then they would take their attributes, but they belong to the feminine. They're with the female.
Yeah, I was always kind of confused over why Neptune was this dude and he rules over the seas. And I'm like, that doesn't really
It's his
match.
wife. It belongs to his wife, man.
Oh, interesting. Okay, Mom, we want to know what you have to say about water energy now.
Yeah. What do you got to say about water? Do you like
Well, when you were saying like about how emotional they are, they have like a lot of emotion and it's water and their body is 75% water,
Right.
then I'm thinking like, yeah, they're so emotional, they even produce water coming out of their eyeballs. I love that that's what you got out of everything that we said. No, I got other stuff too. But then I started thinking off of the topic of just water. Of course, I just can't stay on one topic. I'm thinking like, oh, is this come from like Greek mythology? And that's what they're talking about. And then I started thinking like, so where exactly did elements come from, and why did they pair up with three certain, like, how did they pair up with those three certain water people, Pisces and
Cancer and Scorpio. So they were able to, so in terms of planets ruling signs, basically there is a particular geometric pattern, cosmic pattern, which is known as the Thema Mundi, as to why though each planet rules the particular sign that it rules or presides over that particular sign. So there's a connection, there's an affinity with the nature of that planet and the nature of that sign that kind of go hand in hand, and hence why they rule over these particular signs. It's not like they just came across randomly, but they were able to pick them based on the seasons, because they saw that the summer solstice was the time of Cancer, when the sun was in the sign of Cancer, so that they chose the moon to rule Cancer and then the sun to rule Leo. And then from there, they started to create, they saw that the 12 divisions now were connected with the other planets. So the other two signs outside of Cancer and Leo were Gemini and Virgo. So that went to Mercury. And then the other signs out of that were Libra and Taurus. So that went to Venus. And then you start to see a geometric pattern as to how they're all connected.
Ooh, that sounds so
Yeah.
magical.
Definitely. Yeah, but
Cool.
water signs are great. We need them. We can't, the elements, you can't do without water.
My mom has a Pisces moon, and she has
Oh, wow, great.
a Scorpio Mars. So she's got a lot of emotion, but before it was a lot of trapped emotion, and we had to do a lot of talking it out and addressing it. And so that was like, that stuck emotion that just like gets so stagnant that it's starting to erode things. And that's why like learning and doing therapy and things are so great when you have a lot of water energy in your chart, because you want to heal all
I mean,
of
it makes your
the.
mom quite compassionate in many ways. I mean, to have that moon in Pisces.
Yeah, she's like doing nursing, and
You're right. Yeah, makes
she
sense.
loves little animals, and she's very
Oh.
intuitive, and she's into ghosts and orbs and
Yeah. All the mysterious stuff, right?
she's literally got a little angel halo over her head right now. It's like totally Pisces energy.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I
And the
painted the
moon
picture.
and
I
the moon
painted the
behind
picture
her
behind us.
and the moon behind her.
On the moon, yeah.
And the moon behind her. So yeah, you
And
know.
creativity is another big water energy
Yeah,
thing too, right?
exactly.
Oh, and fire energy though.
Yeah, fire is creative. Fire is creative. Fire does have that creativeness. It's more of a spark it's more like new energy. Fire has that new kind of energy, that new spark energy. So
And
it's creative in that sense. Yes.
I like that because then it's like when I do art, it's because I'm trying to translate my emotion into
Exactly. Exactly.
some kind of external thing. And so it's like the emotion that's already there, and so I'm just have to get it
That's
out.
right. Exactly. Whereas with fire signs, there's something about brightness. There's something about the creativity is kind of like a spark of life. The creativity is like,
Yeah, wanting to create some
yeah,
life.
wanted to. It's very colorful. That's why fire signs like bright things. They like colorful things. It sparks. It's
And
yeah.
I think it's the masculine versus feminine way of doing things too, because my way of making art is like I have to get this internal thing out. And then I think what
Yeah.
you're saying about fire is like I just want to do something pretty over there.
Right,
And I
right,
just want to
right.
look
Yeah.
at it and I want it to be cool.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
I
yeah,
want to
yeah.
birth some new thing, external thing.
That's the thing. Exactly. Yo, no, definitely.
Okay, Mom, any last questions? We gotta
Yeah.
wrap this up. Yeah, I don't have
Oh,
any last questions because I also am the battery's dying on my phone. Well, then that's perfect. Israel, man, that was so enlightening, and I had
thank
so
you.
much
Thank
fun
you for having me.
chatting
Yeah,
about all
it
that
was
stuff
great.
with
It was
you.
great. It was great.
How can we find you out in the world?
I'm reachable. I'm quite easily, so I'm on pretty much most, if not all, the social media platforms. I'm on Instagram. Instagram's my main one, but you can find me there at Sacred Planets. So if you just put in Sacred Planets, you'll see my name, Israel Josie, come up at the bottom. So I'm Sacred Planets on Instagram. You can also find me at Sacred Planets on Twitter. Sorry. On TikTok. I'm also Astro Soul on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, Israel Ajozi, also Sacred Planets. And you can also like link me on my website, which is www.sacredplanets.co.uk. So I'm also, you can find me there as well. So
And
quite easily
definitely
accessible,
do,
really, you know?
everybody, because
Yeah.
I am one of his clients, and
Oh, thank you.
I can say firsthand that it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah.
Wait,
Thank
Israel,
you.
I do have a question. So, like, when
Yeah.
people see you out in the streets, do they say, Israel, am I going to have a good day today?
Yeah, the ones that know what I do, I do often get like, oh, it's like, is it gonna be like a good week, or am I gonna have a good month, or they'll often say like, what are the stars saying up there? What's happening? You know, so
Yeah.
that is quite something that does occur quite often. Yeah, it's something that
Yeah,
comes
people are
up.
always like, Amber, what is going on
Yeah,
right
yeah, yeah. What's happening up there? Like,
now?
talk to the big guy, like.
So funny. Alrighty, well, thank you, Israel, and
Thank
we'll
you for
see you
having me. It's
next
been really,
time.
it's been a great blast. I'd love to come back again and come chill out with my
Yay.
mom's so cool.
Oh, thank you. All
Yeah.
right, bye,
Bye.
Israel. Have a great
Thank you.
holiday season too.
Yes,
Oh,
you too.
Halloween. I'm like, what?
Halloween.
What holiday? Oh, and
She's
your
talking
birthday.
about
Happy
Halloween.
birthday.
Oh, and happy
Yes.
birthday. Yeah, in 3 days'
Happy
time, right? So
birthday. Okay. Wait. Oh, my mom hung up. Well, I guess I'll end the podcast by myself. That's been our podcast today about elements, everybody. We love elements here on the Mind Probe with Mom podcast. We hope you have had a wonderful time. If you've stuck around to the end of this episode, you are the special one. You are the prized person listening to the podcast. And if you are listening to this part, you should comment something very crazy so that everybody knows that you're part of the cool club. So maybe you could put, I'm part of the cool club. Okay? Okay, this is gonna be so cool. So cool. All right, see you later. Bye.